This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Graduation ceremonies were held this weekend for UW La Crosse and Viterbo. Over 700 area students walked the stage for the winter commencements. At Viterbo, 142 students received degrees, including 7 doctorates. La Crosse saw over 600 students receive degrees in a combined event with undergraduate and graduate students. Both universities have spring commencement coming up in May. The race for La Crosse County Circuit Court Judge in Branch 1 now has 2 candidates. Eric Sanford said he's entering the race for the Branch 1 seat. He's the current Family Court Commissioner. Also in the race is La Crosse Attorney Joe Veenstra. The spring election will be held on April 1st. The Cooley region has a couple of chances at accumulating snow this week. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. After a few weeks of trending downwards, gas prices bumped back up again this week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices increased 5.7 cents from last week for an average of $2.77 per gallon. This is still over 7 cents lower than a month ago and 6.5 cents higher than this time last year. Gasoline inventories increased by 5.1 million barrels, though this is around 4% below the 5-year average for this time of year. Domestic crude oil production is higher than last year, producing 13.63 million barrels per day. The demand for gasoline is roughly 0.3% higher so far in 2024 than it was last year. However, refiners in the Midwest region have dropped slightly in output, meaning it's possible gas prices could continue to rise slightly in our area. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.52 to $2.77 per gallon.
Here in La Crosse, after 7 weeks of stability, prices dropped to the lowest they've been since February at about $2.72 per gallon. The average price in Houston County, Minnesota is about $2.83. An oil spill is causing concern for pipeline projects around the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
Enbridge Pipeline spilled over 70,000 gallons of oil in Wisconsin. The problem was discovered on November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge energy technician. Enbridge said the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe at the Enbridge Cambridge station. It was estimated 1,650 barrels, which is equivalent to about 70,000 gallons, went into the ground. The spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said the line likely was leaking for an extended period of time. Line 6 is a 465-mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior, Wisconsin, to a terminal near Griffith, Indiana.
In northern Wisconsin, 2 lawsuits were filed last week challenging the permits for the Enbridge Line 5 project near the Bad River Reservation. Another major renewable energy project will be coming to Wisconsin in 2025, this time in the central part of the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The plan for the most powerful solar farm in the state has received approval. The Public Service Commission approved the Vista Sand Solar Farm. It'll be built in Portage County and will generate nearly 1.3 gigawatts of electricity. This will make it the most powerful in the state and among the most powerful in the country, producing enough clean energy to power about 200,000 Wisconsin homes. A Clean Wisconsin analysis showed the planned Vista Sand Solar Farm will also likely have significant water benefits in Portage County, boosting aquifer levels and reducing contamination. The project will bring community-wide economic benefits, providing $6.5 million to local towns and counties to invest in infrastructure and services.
A large wind turbine project is also on tap for next year in southwestern Wisconsin. Bird flu has been found in one of Wisconsin's largest poultry-producing counties. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
Another case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza was recently discovered in a poultry farm in Barron County. This is the second case of the bird flu virus found in poultry this year in Wisconsin. The first was in January. Experts are urging farmers to take extensive measures to prevent the virus from spreading to their flocks. HPAI is a highly contagious disease that is lethal to all types of birds, especially in poultry animals like chickens and turkeys. Evidence points to the virus being spread by humans or farming equipment. More than 1,300 animals will now have to be euthanized at the Barron County farm to prevent the virus from spreading any further.
Barron County is home to several large turkey farms, particularly near Barron and west of Rice Lake. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
The Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. Not many people have had a run in TV like Ted Danson. Even when the former Cheer star and current star of A Man on the Inside doesn't like a project, it turns into a hit. Danson says he thought Curb Your Enthusiasm sucked, but still agreed to play himself to help out his pal Larry David because he felt sorry for him. Danson went on to be in every season of the critically acclaimed show and admitted later it reinvigorated him and made him want to be funny again. Just a quick message to God regarding the way too successful Ted Danson, that'll do. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little fog this morning, mostly cloudy all day, becoming breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today right around 40. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, cloudy with a few light snow showers in the afternoon. 34 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, colder, high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at LacrosseEagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.